This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver man has pleaded guilty to threatening Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Michael James Kennedy called Nagusa's office multiple times last year and left voicemail messages in which he threatened to shoot the congressman over his advocacy for stricter gun laws. The messages were peppered with racist language and insinuations against Nagusa, who is black. Under a plea deal, Kennedy pled guilty to retaliation against a public official, a felony, and bias-motivated crime, a misdemeanor. He also agreed to be evaluated and treated for mental health and substance use disorders. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Faculty and staff at the University of Colorado Boulder staged a walkout Thursday over low wages and high workloads. The rally was organized by United Campus Workers Colorado. Union member and graduate worker Kristen Oliver said CU salaries make it hard to afford to live in and around Boulder.
Despite choosing to live outside of Boulder in Lewisville, I am still going to be spending 44% of my stipend on housing.
The university blames a lack of state funding when it comes to employee welfare. Colorado ranks 47th in the nation for higher education funding. In Colorado Springs, Mayor Yemi Mobolade delivered his first State of the City address Thursday. He talked about the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs, saying it will provide billions of dollars to the local economy.
We expect to see additional growth and gains in aerospace, cybersecurity, defense and technology, which means an influx of high-paying jobs for our residents.
The mayor asked Springs residents to support a ballot measure this fall to help fund a new police training facility. A stretch of busy street in Aurora is getting a lot more colorful. It's the Colfax Canvas, a mural festival.
This is one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the state and in the country. We want to make sure that the neighborhood's diversity is represented.
And we will meet some of the artists just a little later in this hour. Aurora and the metro area have highs in the 60s today, then it's warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.